Now, the time is 25 minutes past seven. A video which appeared on the Department of Housing social media accounts with advice for young people who might have to move back in with their parents has been criticised by opposition parties. The video features two people delivering advice for young people who might have to move home. Let's listen to a little clip of that.
Sharing a home with family members as an adult is very different to doing so as a child. During your time apart, you've probably all grown as people and developed different living needs and expectations. Talking openly with your family about everyone's expectations when you first move back home can help prevent any conflict later on. Take the time to set up some house rules, such as paying rent and doing housework.
Communicate with your family. Moving back home might be enjoyable at first, but over time it's possible you might have some conflicts. This is completely normal. If this happens, it's important to discuss the issue with your family as soon as possible and work towards resolving it together.
So that's part of the video. It's on the social media accounts of the Department of Housing. Now, in a statement, the department told us the video was not created by them, but it was developed by the housing agency in partnership with Spun Out, which is a support and information platform for young people. Like I said, it's been criticised by opposition parties, including Sinn Féin, and the housing spokesperson for the party, Eoin O'Brien, and TD for Dublin Midwest, joins us now. Good morning to you, Eoin. Thanks for coming on the programme.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You reposted this video on your own Instagram describing it. You said, this has got to be a very bad joke. Why?
Absolutely. The idea that the Minister for Housing and the Department of Housing would put up such a video, I just think is utterly tone deaf. In fact, when I saw it initially, I thought that it was a Waterford Whispers satirical video, not a real video. You need to remember that the reason why the number of young people moving back home has doubled over the last decade to its highest level in some time is because the government's housing policy is pushing up house prices, pushing up rents, pushing up homelessness, while at the same time failing to deliver social affordable homes. So the idea that the very people who are responsible for the rising levels of young adults, not just in their 20s, but into their 30s, being forced to live at home, would then give people advice about doing household chores and setting boundaries, I think is just going to anger people. And in fact, if you look at the responses that I received to the social media video that I posted, you had both young people and adults furious because their view is the government should get on with the job of actually delivering larger volumes of social affordable homes and not lecturing young people about how to cope with being forced to live back at home with their parents.
Well, I mentioned the statement from the Department of Housing. The statement also says the online campaign rightly acknowledges there is a housing crisis. So the department is acknowledging that. And I just wonder, this video, the people in it are actually real people. They're real young people who have moved back home. They're talking about their own lived experiences. Why would you criticise them?
Oh, I'm not criticising them at all. And in fact, organisations like Spun Out do a hugely important role in assisting young people navigate their way through the difficulties of life.
Is this not important to advise people about the difficulties they might be facing if they're moving back in with their parents?
My criticism is of the government and of the department. The Department of Housing and the Minister for Housing is responsible for delivering homes. They have been failing in that regard for a decade. And as a consequence of that failure, more and more young people are being forced to emigrate or forced to live at home or indeed forced into homelessness. And therefore, the idea that they would be giving advice to young people who are experiencing
but it's not them. It came from Spun Out, which is a support and information platform for young people.
When you see the video as it was posted over the weekend, none of that information is there. The only reference to the housing agency is a link to their youth homelessness strategy. And like this week in the Oireachtas, we're going to be dealing with government legislation, which is going to strip renters, including young renters, of the very modest protection they have of the rent pressure zones. And from March of next year, see rip-off rents rise even higher year on year, making it even more difficult for young people to move out of the family home or to save to buy their own home. So let's be very clear, but my criticism is absolutely not of organisations like Spun Out or any youth organisation that seeks to mitigate the negative impacts of government policy. But when you see that video on the Department of Housing's website, it's almost like the person who sets fire to your house then hands you a bucket of water to put out that fire. government are responsible for this crisis, and they need to be doing more than advising young people to do household chores and set boundaries.
They need to
focus on the task at hand, which is actually delivering more homes, so young people will actually have a future in this country,
and not
be forced to live at home or emigrate.
Finally, briefly, Eoin O'Brien, can I ask you just about a report that's out today from the Society of Chartered Surveyors? It's on the cost of building apartments, which it says is more viable, but the sale prices are going up and only the top 20% of earners can afford the rent. What's your take on that?
No surprise at all. The report hasn't been published yet, so I haven't read it. I've just read the media report in the newspapers. But what it actually shows is, and it's another example of government failure, government policy is actually pushing up the price of delivering homes, whether to rent or buy. We're seeing very, very significant increases both in our urban areas, but particularly in our suburban areas. And you now have to have an income of 130,000 to be able to afford a standard two-bedroom apartment across the state. This is at a time when the state has large volumes of land, significant surpluses, and could be ramping up the delivery both of social, affordable rental and affordable purchase homes, including for those young people who have been forced to live at home in their parents' box bedroom. But as we've seen over the last decade of SCSI reports, prices continue to rise. And if government keeps pumping subsidies, like wasteful VAT subsidies to developers who are already building apartments, that's just going to push the prices up even further. We need affordable homes delivered at scale by government, local authorities and approved housing bodies for working people to rent or buy. And in fact, what we've got from this government is the removal of even targets for the delivery of affordable homes to rent or buy from the new housing plan, which doesn't instill any great confidence in me or indeed those in desperate need of those affordable homes.
Okay, Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien, TD from Dublin Midwest, thank you for joining us this morning. And we'll speak a bit further about that report from the Society of Chartered Surveyors later in the programme.